Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, she may do not in me.
Sometimes we hold on to things because it's like, Lord,
I can't even pray to you because I feel like I've done something so wrong. It felt like I've done something so bad. So how about sometimes we get to a point where sometimes we don't even pray about different situations. But I'm going to touch on that in a minute. But King David was crying out to the Lord and just saying, create me a clean heart, because at this point he wanted to be clean. At this point he wanted part of his life, he wanted to be cleansed and cleanse him from what he did. But because it's our natural inclination of having a sinful nature, because, you know, of being sinful, you know, our flesh, but, you know, causes us to do certain things because it's a natural thing because of our sinful nature. But when you are saved, hallelujah, and have accepted Jesus into your life as your Savior, those sinful ways will part because the Holy Spirit that's within you causes you to be clean or wants you to do better, wants your thoughts to be different, wants your insides to be pure. And so because David had a close relationship with God, and even though his sinful nature was like, hey, you got to have it, and it's something because our sinful nature will have us look at some things and want it so bad, but our spirit man is like, you shouldn't go down that road, or I don't think that you should be with that person. Sometimes only have to be in relationship. It's because of our sinful nature. We want different things, or we want that bigger house, and God says to wait on it. We want that car, and God says just to hold up for a minute, I'm going to bless you, but the timing isn't right for it. But because of our sinful nature, but when you are truly saved and the Holy Spirit is on the inside of you, he will tell you, it ignites something like a fire within you saying, hey, you can't, that's not what God told you to do. And it's conviction. The Holy Spirit will convict you. So he cried out to the Lord to create in him a clean heart and renewing him a right spirit. He did it because he wanted to walk right before the Lord. He wanted his thoughts to be clean. He wanted his thoughts to be pure. He wanted his insides to be purged. Hallelujah. So on today, I'm challenging everybody, you know, to ask God to clean them up and get rid of some stuff. Hallelujah. Get rid of some stuff that's in your life that needs to go. We know what needs to go. Sometimes we sit around and say, oh, my life is good. I don't need none of that stuff to go. It could be a bad habit. It could be a bad attitude. It could be procrastination. It could be hesitating over everything that God called you to do. It could be fear. It could be a relationship with a bad attitude. It don't matter what it may be to you. Get rid of some things. Even if it's your clothes, clean out your closet. You know you ain't wearing it again. Give it away. Hallelujah. It could be getting rid of anything. But ask God to create in you a clean heart, renewing your right spirit. Because when you have a good spirit on the inside, you think twice about doing evil stuff towards other people and doing evil things towards God. How about that? Amen? But David had such a love for the Lord that he wanted to be cleansed. And I'm just going to share on you today, just being transparent in my relationship with my ex-husband who passed away. I beat myself up because I was disobedient to the Lord. I heard God speak to me, but I still married him. Then that God said, hold up, you know, hey, don't ever marry him. But the timing wasn't right. But I didn't listen to the Lord. And because I didn't listen to the Lord, I shut down and said, you know what, even though I was praying and talking to God all the time, I never did pray about that situation and me being disobedient. Because sometimes when you do disobedient things to God, we kind of shun away from him. So I had to forgive myself and then say, God, forgive me. But I felt like, oh, my God, I can't go to God with this and say, God, to deliver me from this situation of being abused verbally and mentally. I can't. How can I ask God to deliver me from a situation when I put my own self there? So I'm not even going to talk about it. No, I'm just going to beat myself up about it. No, God wants you to come to him. And I said, you know what? I got to a point. I said, that's the trick of the enemy. Even though I sinned, I can't go to my father. I can't go to my father and say, God, forgive me. You told me not to go down that road, but I went down there anyway. God, forgive me for my sins, Father. Help me and deliver me, for this man wound up killing me. You know what I'm saying? Or I wound up taking my own life because of this depressed state that I'm in. Hallelujah. So I had to get to a point where I said, God, forgive me, because I had to get closer to God, and the enemy will play tricks on your mind. Oh, look what you did. God ain't going to forgive you. Let me tell you, there's nothing that you can't talk to God about. God will forgive you for your sins if you trust him. and you ask him to. So don't think whatever you did was so bad, you can't go to God. Now, you may not be able to go to your mama and your father like you can go to God, because, you know, they're not God. And sometimes people judge us, or your family, your friends. But let me tell you something. When you go to God, he'll make everything right. Let me tell you something. And he will cleanse you from all your unrighteousness. He will cleanse you from your sins. So don't hold yourself into bondage or think, I can't pray about a situation because, Lord, I sinned against you. So how can I pray for it? Let me tell you something. You can pray for it, and you'll be surprised how many people feel as though, I walked down this, walked down the wrong road. You told me not to go hang out with them. I did, and look what happened. I can't ask God to forgive me, and I can't ask him to set me free and deliver me from that. Oh, yes, let me tell you, I was screaming deliverance. Forgive me, Lord. I repent for my sins because I need the Lord. But it was the trick of the enemy making me feel like you can't go to God asking for delivering you from now this here toxic situation. You can't, because he told you not to go in it. Well, guess what? God is a forgiving God. Hallelujah, Jesus. He is a forgiving God. He is a forgiving God. Just like when I purchased my house, I said, Lord, I was a bad steward over my finances. And I know my credit report is not good. This was years ago. And I said, you know what? I'm going to ask God to forgive me so I will be a better steward over my finances. And let me tell you, so I repented. Said, God, help me to be a better steward over my finances. And guess what? God forgave me. I moved on from that. I started working on my credit. And guess what? I was pre-approved for a mortgage. But let me tell you something. I could not pigeonhole myself anymore. Because what you saying? God is not a man that he shall lie. God's ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. So he's not going to judge us like somebody else. He's not going to judge us like our family or our friends or our coworkers in the neighborhood or the news may judge us. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He is a forgiving God. So whatever you've done that's so wrong, go to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Whatever it is, you ain't got to tell nobody. You take it to God and say, God, I did. God know what you did before you even ask him, before you even tell him. Because he knows. God knows. He knows our heart. Amen. He knows our heart, and he knows us. So it's nothing that you have done that God has not already seen. Amen. He's just waiting for you to come to him to say, hey, God, forgive me so I can move on from this thing. And God, you know, help me to be right. That's why David said, create in me a clean heart. Yeah. Renew in me a right spirit, O Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said it because he wanted his mind to be right. He wanted his spirit man to be right. Yeah. And even though that one sin that he committed, his family, his whole household wasn't never the same. But let me tell you something. God is a forgiving God, y'all, and he loves us that much. Thank y'all for the heart. He loves us that much. So whatever it is, if it's not taking care of our bodies and now we feel like we're sick, God, forgive me. Help me to be a good steward over my temple now. Why? Because you're living. You're still breathing. Hallelujah. Sickness is not because of something we did. You could be the most healthiest person and you come up with some type of disease, but guess what? God is a healer. Hallelujah. I fully testified on last week how God healed up from cancer. Hallelujah. My aunt fully, I believe, is, 80 years old? And look at God. You can't put no number on God's healing. Hallelujah. You can't put no number on God's healing. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because when some folk may have thought it was over for, God said it ain't over. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. God is still using her in the midst. She encourages young women. Hallelujah, Jesus. She encouraged her family. So God is still using her. Hallelujah, God. God, I thank you and I bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah. My aunt may be paralyzed, but we always say that her limbs is just asleep. Her muscles are just asleep. How? Because we believe in total healing for her. But guess what? She still ministers. She still serves on the women's department at her church. Hallelujah. So whatever it is, and whatever it is that you hold it onto, ask God to free you from that thing that's haunting you, night by night, because don't nobody else know. Ask God, say, God, forgive me. Nobody knows, Father, but I'm ashamed of it. Hallelujah. But God, please help me. Even if you stole from somebody, don't nobody know it. Ask God to forgive you. Hallelujah. How to deal with that situation. forgive myself for what my disobedience to God. So I never talked about it with the Lord. But as I start talking about it, God started healing me. Hallelujah. See, I was holding back my own healing because I wasn't honest with the Lord and saying, God, I need help. I'm not asking you to heal me because I sinned against you. He called it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. I was holding back my own healing because I sinned against God. And I said, God, how can I ask you to heal me when I sinned against you, when you told me not to do it? But let me tell you something. Hallelujah. On today, we're breaking those chains. Whatever it is, we're breaking those chains. Stop beating yourself up because you feel like you took the wrong job offer. So, Lord, how could you even bless me? Why? When God said, don't take that one, take that one. Okay, he is a forgiving God. He will put you back on the right track where you need to be. I was holding up my own healing because I was beating myself up because of my disobedience. But when I said, God, forgive me for what I did, Father, God began to come in and heal me. However, I could have been healed a whole year before that time. Hallelujah. But I was holding back my own self, not coming to the Lord to thinking that God is going to be mad at me. Hallelujah. God don't think like we think and act like we act. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Ms. Johnson said, my God, you're helping us.
Amen, God. Evangelist. I'm Trisha.
Sharita Anon is on.
Hi, Sharita.
Egypt Marie.
Hi, Egypt Marie. Hallelujah.
Della Rasheen.
Hi, Della. Hey, Rasheen. Hey, I start. Let me tell you something. God is doing some amazing things. My line are open if you want to press 1. Let me tell you, I beat myself up so bad. Hi, I'm Prophetess Tasha. How are you? So I beat myself up so bad, and I was holding back my own healing from God because I said, God, how could you forgive me when I stepped out in disobedience to you? Hallelujah. I could have been healed years ago. Hallelujah. But when I said, Lord, your ways are not our ways, your thoughts are not our thoughts. So God, heal me, Father. Forgive me for what I did. And God, let me tell you, when I tell you God came in like a storm, hallelujah, Jesus. See, God is just waiting for us. He came in like a storm with healing power because he got all power in his hand. He came in with healing power. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to your name, God. He came in with healing power. So whatever you're holding on to and you feel like, Lord, how could you forgive me? Why? Because he's that kind of God, that he will forgive you and he wants to forgive you so you can move on. So whatever it is that you never share with anybody, hallelujah, hallelujah. So move on from that thing and ask God to forgive you because he wants to come in and embrace you. He wants to love on you. Hallelujah. But I said, then I had to forgive myself because I tore my own self up. Had to forgive myself. I said, God, I forgive myself. Help me to forgive myself. Because, you know, we beat ourselves up. Why did you do that? Why did you do that? What made you do that? You know you heard the Lord. It could be anything. Buying a house when you shouldn't have bought it. Buying a car when you shouldn't have bought it. Taking a job offer you shouldn't have taken. Going into business when God said, just hold on just one more year. Hallelujah, Jesus. Going into business when God said, just hold up just one more year. Hallelujah. Whatever it is. Hallelujah. Ask God, forgive me, God, so I can move on from that thing, so I can do what's right, my Father. Even if I was a little girl and I did something that nobody else knew, God, forgive me, Father God. Free yourself on today. Free yourself on today. God is a healer, and he's a forgiving God. He don't judge us how man judges. Hallelujah. He loves us, and he wants to set you free. Hallelujah, God. My lines are open if you want to press 1. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is faithful, y'all, and I so love him so much because if it wasn't for the grace of God, hallelujah, Jesus, and for him on my side, see, greater is he that's within us than he that's within the world. Hallelujah. I have a call. Hello, caller. Hello. Maybe you didn't mean to press 1. Amen. So I'm going to go out. Amen. I don't know who that was that pressed one. Hello? Somebody trying to say something, but.
Amen.
So, amen. If you have to press one again, press one again so I can hear you. I'm going to try it again and see if you, can you hear me. Hello, caller? Hello? Okay. I'm sorry, you guys. Somebody was trying to press one, but I couldn't hear them come through. Amen. I'll try them back in a minute. But God is so faithful, y'all. And after God to help me, he forgave me, and I moved on. I moved on from that thing. I moved on because it hurt so bad. Hallelujah. So I had to move on. But when I tell you he came in like a storm, hallelujah, Jesus, where I was able to be healed and set free from my own disobedience to the Lord. Because he's that kind of God. Thank y'all for your hearts. I'm telling you. So free yourself on today. Because God wants to forgive you. Amen. He already forgave you. Ask God to forgive you. Hallelujah. Hey, Cousin Camille. Amen. And sometimes we have done things where we say, God, why did I do that? Why did I go that way? I'm learning to listen to the Lord. And also, before I forget, Minister Tasha, put up your book signing. Put in the information for your book signing. Amen. On May 9th. So proud of her. Amen. Amen. Yeah. This is her second book. Amen.
Astro Burgers.
Hi, Astro Burgers. How are you? Amen. So let me try this call one more time. Let me see. Can I get him? Hello, caller? Hello? Amen. So I just tried to get back in. I don't know how come I can't retrieve that call there. Amen. So I want to just say, just be blessed on today, y'all. Just know that God is real and he is so faithful. And I just love him so much because he is that type of God. He is so awesome. I'm just so also excited for my girl Evangelist Della because she's such a powerful woman of God. Tasha, you Minister Tasha, you put up your information.
Yes,
amen. Hi, Jean. Amen.
Wendy Blackwell.
Hi, Wendy Blackwell. Amen. Amen. So just excited, y'all. Just excited, you guys. I'm telling you because I feel so free and liberated on today. I just feel free on today. Who the sun set free is free indeed. Amen. Who the sun set free is free indeed. The sun, which is Jesus Christ, will set you free. Amen, because he's that kind of God that will set you free. So stop holding on those things. Get rid of that stuff. Get rid of that stuff. Get rid of some things in your life so you can move on. Get rid of his bad habits, bad behavior, your way of thinking, whatever it may be. Get rid of that stuff so you can move forward. Hallelujah. Get rid of it so you can move forward. Because God is so wonderful. He's just so awesome and so amazing. I was sharing early for those who jumped on, just being transparent in a toxic relationship. And I beat myself up for so long because I was disobedient to God for walking down that aisle when God told me not to. Amen. And it was the timing of things. All right, Mom? It was the timing of things. So I beat myself up because I was disobedient to God, and I did not ask God for forgiveness, and I ignored it. I know I asked him for forgiveness, but I never dealt with it. But I never asked for healing because I felt like, how can you heal me, God, when I was disobedient to you? But let me tell you something. That's the trick of the enemy, to make you feel whatever you did, don't have to be a relationship. Whatever you've done, that God can't forgive you. And sometimes we don't want to confess it to the Lord because we feel like, how could we ask for it because we were so disobedient? Let me tell you something. When it got that bad, I said, God, forgive me for my sins, Father. I sinned against you, and I apologize, God. Forgive me. That's why David said in Psalm 51:10, create me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. I had to ask God to cleanse me. But when I asked God to help me and to heal me, God came. came in like a storm, honey. He came in like a storm, and he healed me. So I was hindering my own healing because I did not talk to the Lord about it, because I felt like I'm going to leave this situation alone because God told me not to, so I'm not going to pray for healing for it. Let me tell you, whatever it may be, buying a new house when you should have waited, buying a new car, or starting your business when God said wait just one more year, then I'll release it. Whatever it may be, it's something you did as a kid that nobody else knows, and the enemy is just taunting you and beating yourself up about it. Ask God to forgive you. Lord, forgive me for my mistakes that I've made, even when you told me no. When I tell you he is a restorer, because he came in like a flood, honey, and he healed me. He was waiting for me. Amen. Hallelujah. I said, I ain't holding up my healing. I ain't holding up me being restored no more. God, forgive me. Let me tell you, God not going to judge you like man will judge you. He's not going to do you how your neighborhood would do you, or your community, or your loved ones, or your parents, or your siblings. No. God ain't going to judge you like that. God loves you. Hallelujah. My lines are open. If you want to press one, I'll take your call. I am so grateful on today because whatever it was, not being a good steward over your finances, God, forgive me so I can be a good steward now over my finances. Give me a second chance, God. That's what I had to pray about when I bought my home, because I know I wasn't a good steward over my finances. But when I said, God, forgive me for not being a good steward of my finances, give me a second chance, Father. Let me tell you, when I repented for my sins and I start working on my credit, building it up, paying off my bills, bam, God pre-approved me for a mortgage. I said, God, not the bank, but God did. Hallelujah. But I was like, I can't ask God to pray and pray for a mortgage when I know I've been not a good steward of my finances. What? The devil is a liar. You pray and you ask God. He is your friend. Stop treating him like he's one of your natural friends. Mm-hmm. Amen. Like a human friend. Because humans going to be like, girl, you done messed up your credit. Bro, you done messed up your credit. No. But God is going to say, I forgive you. We can start a new slate. And we can do that thing over again. Hallelujah. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. And I bless your name, God. I thank you, God, for creating us a clean heart, renewing us the right spirit. God, I thank you for renewing our minds, for renewing our spirits, for renewing our good thoughts, God. Forgive us, God, for even taking people back when we should have left them where they were, Father God. But, Lord, we're getting rid of some things. We're getting rid of our old habits. We're getting rid of the bad habits. We're getting rid of that nasty tongue. We're getting rid of some things, God. Lord, we pray, Father God, for the Mutchison family. Send healing, God, in the name of Jesus, for Deacon Butch Mutchison Jr. Send healing, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, dear God. We pray for Mom Jackie on today. We thank you for healing, Father God. We thank you for my Aunt Star for healing for Aunt Pearlie on today. Touch my mother on today, God. Touch my Uncle Johnny, God. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Touch Kitty, my Lord God, my Aunt Kitty, God. Do it right now for your glory, God. Lord, I love you and I adore you, God. Go before our family, all of our families that's on this broadcast. Do it right now for your glory. Touch my sister Penny, Father God. Touch her limbs, God. Hallelujah, God. We believe healing, God. Lord, we already spoke it. We declare already done. We love you, but most of all, we thank you for your son, Jesus. Down across that we may have everlasting life. You send thy word, thou shalt confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. And it's in Jesus' name we do pray, amen and amen. Go in peace, Lord. And please bless Mr. Williams on today, Father. Do it right now for your glory. We love you, and it's in Jesus' name. And touch all of our children, God. Touch all of our children, God. Touch every person, every heart that's on this broadcast. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Go in peace. God is on your side, and he is doing a thing. Do you hear me? Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So free yourself. Get rid of some stuff. Get rid of it. Hallelujah. Throw in the trash. It's gone. Yes. Throw in the dumpster. Goodbye. It's gone. Hallelujah. 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 In Jesus' name. So go in peace. Love you guys and have a wonderful day. God bless you.